This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The Atlantic, the magazine, and the .com carry several new pieces analyzing the Obama campaign and its prospects, including a couple that focus on the senator's use of the internet. The magazine says the campaign's very shrewd tactic for organizing networks of givers and volunteers was key to his success. Associate editor Mark Ambiner goes on to consider how Barack Obama in the White House might use the internet to help govern. Mark, what are some of the examples that you cite how Barack Obama has already said that he would use the internet?
Well, as transparency has been one of his buzzwords, he, for example, would propose to create a database modeled after Google that would list to the dollar every federal expenditure. He wants to televise regulatory hearings and construct a new mechanism to give citizens a chance to add their input in that often very obscure process.
So you go on to note that the openness that Senator Obama has talked about, for instance, having people comment on various bills that have been passed before a President Obama might sign them, that's good, but it also brings complications with it. That is, if you're listening to everybody all the time, it kind of gets in the way of your efficiency.
And it also, in a way, provides a veneer of participation and transparency, but it's hard to imagine, short of a massive change in the culture of bureaucracies, that even more input from citizens on, say, regulatory matters would make that much of a difference.
But you say that communication, how we communicate, has been so important in politics since the beginning of the country. Something like the postal system, which sort of flourished under President Andrew Jackson. That's when a kind of a network, it's an analogy for a network, was created. People could communicate better, and that really mattered. The internet is going to matter because the people around Senator Obama, they understand the internet better than, well, older politicians do.
They certainly do, and they've been extraordinarily successful in figuring out instrumental ways to use the internet to the benefit of Barack Obama. But there's a difference between being a presidential candidate and being a president, at which point there are many, many different, often overlapping, often competing, conflicting goals and many actors. So it'll be interesting to see whether the Obama campaign, as it becomes perhaps an Obama administration, can translate the set of practices that they have mastered into government.
You know, it's not, I guess, a good idea to call Senator Obama the first great internet candidate, because there already was a first great internet candidate who was going to ride online into the White House. His name was Howard Dean.
He was. What Howard Dean started, in many ways, Barack Obama perfected. Instead of, for example, the Dean campaign had this very famous blog that Joe Trippi, the campaign manager, and others would read obsessively and would use it as a way to come up with policy ideas. The Obama campaign's relationship with the Netroots, with its supporters, with actually most of the entire Democratic Party, has not been all that democratic. They've managed to find a way to harness the tools of the internet without necessarily the spirit of the internet. But that's okay, because Barack Obama generates such enthusiasm that a lot of the debates that were roiling or that were percolating in the Netroots when Howard Dean was running, you just don't see this year. They have sublimated themselves to the greater cause of electing Barack Obama. It's fairly remarkable.
Mark Ambiner writes a political blog at Atlantic.com. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.